Welcome to Come Follow Me Daily in 5 Minutes or Less. My name is Malia.
And this is Jose.
Episode 76. Besides Stephen, who else was martyred for their testimony of Jesus Christ? Stephen is a first known Christian martyr, someone who is killed because of their beliefs after Jesus' resurrection. Many other saints throughout history were also killed because they would not deny their faith in Jesus Christ. It is likely that after the Savior's resurrection, all of the apostles except John died as martyrs. In Acts 7:55, it says, "But he," meaning Stephen, "being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, Behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice, and stopped their ears, and ran upon him with one accord, and cast him out of the city, and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their cloths at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God, and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down, and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Stephen is generally considered to be the first Christian martyr. As he faced death, Stephen followed the Savior's example by forgiving his killers and placing his spirit in God's care. Luke may have included Saul in the account of Stephen's death in order to prepare the reader for the account of Saul's conversion. Luke recorded the interesting detail that those who stoned Stephen laid down their clothes at the feet of Saul. In Acts 12:1, it says, Now about that time Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church, and he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. Here's another of the martyrs, one of the other disciples of Jesus Christ. I find it interesting, though, that those that persecuted the saints a lot of times were also punished. We notice that in just a few verses later, in verse 23, referring to Herod, it says, And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not God the glory, and he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost. Not a very good way to die. Then we find in Revelation 6, verse 9, And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God, and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were, should be fulfilled. And again I'm reminded of John the Baptist, and how he was killed as well. And then we find in the Book of Mormon, the story of Abinadi, how he was killed, and yet later Noah was killed as well in the same manner. And we know in church history that Joseph Smith and Hiram both were martyrs for their testimony of Jesus Christ, and because they followed what the Lord told them and restored the church here upon the earth again. Now discuss with your family how these martyrs strengthen your testimony and belief in the Savior Jesus Christ. And that's it for this episode of Come Follow Me Daily in 5 Minutes or Less.